Hey everybody, it's Michelle Fisher and welcome into A View From My Window. As always, I thank you for joining us today. Today we are talking about one of my favorite subjects. It is the Erskine Green Training Institute. I'm talking to director of the Erskine Green Training Institute, Megan Stevenson, and former student, Leslie Morgan. Hello, ladies.
Hello, Michelle.
How are you?
Doing well.
Leslie, it's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
You are a former student. Yes. Of the Erskine Green Training Institute. Tell me about how you feel about the Training Institute, what it taught you.
It taught me to be like a good worker and a good person. I liked it a lot there.
Did you? And what did you like?
Everything, pretty much.
Everything. You made a lot of friends.
Mm-hmm.
What was one of the best things ever?
Maybe Valentine's Day when they let me and some of the students watch some of my horror movies.
Oh, very cool, huh?
Yeah.
Leslie, did you, when you started this journey, mm-hmm. did you think you'd be where you are now? Did you want to be where you are now?
I wanted to be, but I didn't think I would, no.
So let's talk about how you heard about the Institute and what you were doing before and where you're from. Let's talk about where you're from first.
I'm from Maryville. It's a town just south of Gary, Indiana.
Do you have brothers, sisters?
Yes, I have an older brother named Chris.
Where were you before the Training Institute came in your life?
I was working at a sheltered workshop in Valparaiso. But I was only making like a penny per piece working mm-hmm. there, so I wasn't really financially stable.
And so you were not happy there?
No.
Okay. So you really wanted to further yourself, right?
Yes.
So what were you... What were your goals as far as where did you see yourself?
I wanted to move to Indianapolis really bad.
Okay.
I love that city.
Mm-hmm. Did your parents hear about the Institute? Did you hear about the Institute?
Me and my mom both heard about the Institute from my psychologist who got an email about okay. it.
And you said, I want to do this? Or
yeah,
did
I want to do
time?
This. Yeah.
Okay. I want to do this. And then you jumped right in.
Yes.
Yeah. And what would you say to other people who are listening to this right now and hearing your story and the success you've had? Because you work in a hotel now,
yes.
right? So you use your skills from the Institute in a hotel now.
Yeah.
What would you say to somebody who's like, I don't know what to do. This sounds good, but I don't know what to do. Should I do it?
Yes, you should.
Because
it's a good experience and you'll get somewhere from it.
What do you take away from what your teachers and mentors did for you?
That there are good people in this world that want to help you.
Megan, let's talk about why she says the Training Institute is so good.
I think there's a few different parts about what students get to experience when they come to the Training Institute. So like Leslie said, our number one focus is the employment skills. So we mm-hmm. want students coming to us to learn the job. Mm-hmm. So Leslie was in the Heart of the House program. So she was learning a few different positions within Heart of the House in a hotel setting. Mm-hmm. So how to be a laundry attendant, how to be a room attendant,
sure.
how to be a linen runner, and then the role of a houseman. So there's four different positions that we train within the Heart of the House program. Some of our students will choose just to focus on one of those positions within that program, but Leslie did all of them. And so we spend a ton of time focusing on just that one job. And so when students leave us, they've learned and they either have mastered or come very close to mastering that one job.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not, here, practice a little bit of this, and then let's practice a little bit of this, and let's hope you catch on. We do spend a lot of time with intense training in
sure.
that one job. So that's one piece, is I feel that our students leave pretty confident in the job skills.
Oh, yeah.
But then the other piece is the social aspect to it. So here, before, some of our students didn't really have a social life. And so when you're living at the hotel, you're around other people around your age
mm-hmm.
the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have all night,
sure.
Monday through Friday, all day Saturday, all day Sunday to do what you want socially.
Right.
And we have some part-time staff to help with that. So if
yeah.
students are like, well, I don't know what to do tonight, or I don't know what to do all day today, we have part-time staff that can help with that. So the social piece along with the employment piece has been huge. And then also the independent living piece mm-hmm. is big. So I'll let Leslie talk about this part in a little bit. But a lot of our students haven't had the opportunity to get away from mom and dad.
Sure.
And
sure.
so this is their first time that they're on their own, and it's awesome. And so some of our students have, like Leslie, have then moved on to the independent living piece once they left that. And again, I'm going to let her talk about that. Some other students are working on that piece. And then some other students realized, wow, I can live on my own. I don't need to be living with mom and dad anymore. And so we've been able to start that conversation with parents. Whereas before, mm-hmm. I don't know that parents maybe thought that that was something that their child was capable of. Sure. So I think, you know, we're focusing on the employment piece, and that's our number one focus mm-hmm. and priority. But then also that social piece comes along with this experience, and then the independent living piece comes along with this experience as well. So when you look at all three of those components, it's a well-rounded program that our students are getting sure. to experience, and a lot of skills that they're getting to build while they're there and then leaving with those.
I mean, as you watch the progression of where the students came from in the beginning to when they graduated, the day they graduated and got jobs because of resume focus and job skills and interview skills, did you see a progression of confidence? I mean, obviously you've talked about the confidence piece, but talk about that again.
Yeah, so I would say, you know, students when they start and this was the same with Leslie's class, and then we have another group that just started yesterday. Everybody's really quiet, and so people don't know each other yet. They're not for sure of just like the structure and, okay, sure. so now what can I do tonight? And then by the end of it, everybody kind of has their routines down. People have certain people that they're hanging out with. Mm-hmm. Like Leslie liked to go shopping all the time.
After my own heart.
Yeah, so she was doing that all the time. And I'll let Leslie talk about the bus piece as well. But students learn how to ride MITS, which is Muncie's public transportation. And so that increases just some independent skills to get out there on their own or to initiate getting out there to do some activities. Mm-hmm. So you start to see students become more comfortable in the classmates. They start to get more comfortable in what their options are in Muncie and see like, oh, I can do what I want tonight. Mm-hmm. I can make my own choice. So sure. I'm going to go to Ball State and sure. eat at Chick-fil-A.
Sure.
So you see some of those like self advocacy skills mm-hmm. or just some self determination skills. You start to see those come out.
Yeah.
And then by the end of it, everybody's pretty confident. I can do this job. I want to go live on my own now, or I'm ready to go have my own full-time job or part-time job, whatever it is that they want. So you see that. And our programs are, when you look at your traditional post-secondary school, mm-hmm. ours are currently just 9 to 13 weeks long. So it's kind of like a fast track.
Fantastic, yeah.
So there's a shorter period of time for people to get to know each other, but it happened pretty quickly, which was nice to see.
Leslie, Megan talked about the bus piece. You being on the bus and going certain places, what did that do for you as far as your confidence in getting around?
Well, learning the bus helped me get further places, like further away places. Like mm-hmm. usually I'm used to walking close by places, but now that I know bus systems, I can go further away.
And how did you feel about that? How did you feel that you were on your own doing it?
Great. It was a really great feeling.
Yeah.
We have at the Erskine Green Training Institute, we have we've developed what we call a community access checklist. And so we want our students to reach the highest level of independence possible for them. We realize that all of our students have a different level of independence that they can reach. And so we have this community access checklist to let us measure or kind of check different skills that students have that let us know whether or not a student is or isn't ready to be set free on the bus system. So, you know, we're looking at, do you know what to do in a case of emergency? So if you get lost, do you know what to do? If someone comes up to you and asks for money, are you handling that appropriately? Do you have good pedestrian skills? Do you have good time management skills? Because you have to know how to read the bus schedule and know what bus number to get on. And so if you can do all of that, you're free to leave the hotel whenever you want, and you don't need any type of support with you. And so okay. Leslie was our one student who passed all of that.
Yay.
So Leslie mastered riding MITS, which is a public transportation system in Muncie. And that was a good kind of stair step for her, because now she lives in Indianapolis, where she has to ride Indigo.
In her own apartment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So she got to practice the whole set of skills that go along with riding public transportation with the support of us for 10 weeks. And then that generalized pretty well to then riding Indigo in Indianapolis.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the staff, too, the support staff, because obviously I'm going to, at the end of the podcast, tell people to follow you on Facebook and Twitter, because you get the sense of behind the scenes, you're seeing pizza parties going on, but you also get to know the staff. And that's kind of a really important piece. I mean, a lot of them are, their focus is special education and things like that. And talk about how these staff members are affected by these students.
So we have part-time staff that are there in the evenings, weekends, and overnight. Two different roles. One's an overnight support, so that person's there in the overnight hours to support students should anything come up and they need it support in the middle of the night. Or if they're staying up till like 2 or 3 a.m. Leslie, you weren't one of those students, were you?
No.
We had some students that stayed up super late. So the overnight staff are there for that. Sure. But then we have community living support who are there evenings and weekends. And they're college-age students. They're all Ball State students. And they're there, one, to kind of be a mentor to our students, but then also just be there to hang out. So, you know, there's different things that come up. Just kind of like when I was at college, we have an RA. There's things that come up. You need some help, some guidance. You go to that RA for that support. So it's kind of the same with our part-time staff. They're there to guide, mentor our students, but then they're there just to hang out with them as well. And so a lot of them are special education majors, but not everybody. But they've grown to, they grew, and then now with our new group of students, to really love our students, love our program.
So Leslie, Megan was talking about the staff, and the staff are with you every once in a while. Talk about what you liked about that.
Oh, they're really funny and fun to hang out with. You know, they were laid back, very, you know, I liked hanging out with them.
Yeah.
Did you have to, I mean, you grew to kind of learn the system pretty easily. Did you ever have to go to them for questions or support or anything?
Not really.
Leslie learned the bus system quickly, so she didn't need any help going out. Leslie did.
You're a rock star.
Yeah.
She's a rock star.
I mentioned briefly just a second ago, we have volunteers. And so our students can choose to have a community mentor, a fitness mentor, and a tutor during their time at the training institute. So a student could choose to have all three of these, or they could choose just to have one or two of them. Mm-hmm. And the requirement is that you have to meet with them at least once a week. Mm-hmm. So Leslie took advantage of all three of those positions, per se. And so I'll have her talk a little bit about the mentors and what she did with each of those, if you want to talk about that a little bit.
Okay. Well, first I had a fitness mentor, Lindsay. We worked out in the hotel gym. You know, because I need to tone up a little bit. And stuff.
We all do.
And then I had a community mentor just to hang out with me while I went out and stuff.
Mm-hmm. What type of stuff did you guys do together?
Yeah.
Oh, we go see movies or go to the...
What's your favorite movie that you saw?
Probably The Fifth Wave.
You guys go, like, get milkshakes at Steak and Shake?
Yeah. That too. Stuff all
the time. Wow. I want to hang out with your mentor. Yeah. And you went shopping?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Megan, she's talking about how, and you talked about a little bit too, how she took advantage of what was there. Mm-hmm. Do you think that's the success? Why she had so much success in the end?
Yeah, I mean, kind of like when you go to college. If I just went to class when I went to Ball State and I didn't engage in anything else, your experience isn't as good. Mm-hmm. But when you take advantage of being a part of different groups or organizations, you not only have the academic piece, but you have all the social connections that you make as well. So when you're like Leslie and you take advantage of all of the entities, it just helps with the well-rounded experience that you can have if you choose to take advantage of all those.
So, Megan, did you, I mean, obviously, this is, again, this is new, but we've had, I mean, look at this. Mm-hmm. You've had two or three students now that have jobs.
When our students graduated, four of the seven had jobs already lined up. And then two of the others, they were and they still currently are working on housing because where they currently live, it doesn't provide a good good employment opportunities. There's no public transportation. And so we're working with a provider in the Indianapolis area to get housing arranged for them. And then they're working with another provider to get some services and support. So once we get those two pieces ironed out and they're close to being done, then we'll move forward with the employment piece. So things ended up going well, better than we thought. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Leslie got a full-time position and moved to an apartment. And so Leslie's definitely a
success
story. A good story, a good story for what the outcome can look like for students and parents who really want this for themselves and for their child.
Leslie, when you finished this schooling, do you feel like you relate to people more because you did this experience?
Yeah, I do.
And how do you think you relate to people more?
Well, I listen to them more. I try to understand them more.
Mm-hmm. Leslie had, earlier she was talking about the fitness mentor that she had and the community mentor that she had. She also had a tutor. And tutors work on really whatever skills a student needs a little more assistance on. Mm-hmm. So one of our students needed a little help with working on time management because he was really trying to learn how to ride the bus system. So his tutor and him worked on that piece. Leslie really wanted to do better just with social skills. So relating to people, understanding people have different perspectives. How do you handle that? And so her and her tutor worked a lot on that. So I talked about this at work today. Is that something that maybe I should talk about at work or maybe I shouldn't be talking mm-hmm. about at work? Or I don't agree with somebody on this topic.
How do you approach it?
Yeah. Is this something I can should just ignore? Or how do I tell my opinion without being kind of negative?
Offensive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so that's, Leslie wanted help on that. I remember when Leslie came in to her first interview, she said one thing that she wanted to work, I don't know if you remember this, mm-hmm. but one thing that she said she wanted to work on is interpersonal relationship skills. And so that's another good skill that Leslie has is she's able to identify maybe some things that she needs to work on, which then that's how you get better is because she knows she needs to work on those things. And then so her and her tutor once a week were able to kind of talk about that type of topic and work through just some questions that Leslie had.
So now that you're a graduate and you're a rock star graduate, let's talk about goals. Where do you see yourself? What's going to happen for you?
Hopefully I'll stay at the Homewood Suites by Hilton in Indianapolis for a while, mm-hmm. for a long time, hopefully. Live my life.
You're such a sweetie.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
And Leslie, are you working full-time or part-time right now?
Full-time.
And talk a little bit about your living situation. So we know you're working full-time at the Homewood Suites. What's your living situation like right now?
I live in a one-bedroom apartment.
And then getting to and from work or to and from the stores? How do you do that?
I either take the Indigo bus or sometimes I even just walk when it's nice weather out mm-hmm. and stuff.
Yeah, we're getting nice weather now, huh?
Sort of.
Yeah. It's Indiana, just wait a second.
Yeah.
So, Megan, here's another group of students. What do you see as the goal for them?
I think our goal is always the same. We want employment, whether or not that's full or part-time, depending on what the individual is wanting. So employment still remains the goal. I think Leslie in the first class opened our eyes to maybe we can do a little more besides employment. Maybe we can be, you know, encouraging the housing piece as well. Because in order for employment to work, you have to have the right type of living situation. So if you're wanting to work somewhere, you have to make sure you have transportation. And if you don't drive,
sure.
we have to make sure we live in the right type of place to where we have access to transportation to get to work. So we, through this first class, learned that there are a few pieces that have to be lined up in order for employment to work. So although this first class went almost perfect, we as full-time staff, there are some things that we've tweaked and need to do a little better job of this second time around. And so with this group of students, we hope we plan to be a little better in connecting these dots before our students exit. So I think this first group, it went perfect, but again, we're always going to be looking at what we can do a little better the next time around.
Well, you guys are the sweetest. Thank you for your time today. I appreciate what you're doing, and I'm so excited. I'm a fan of the Erskine Green Training Institute. Thank you so very much.
And thank you, Michelle,
for your time today.
You're welcome.
And thank you so much to my listeners today, everybody. Remember, you can follow Erskine Green Training Institute on Twitter at Erskine Green, on Facebook at Erskine Green Training Institute, or you can look on their website, www.erskinegreeninstitute.org. You have to follow this institute. They are doing great things, and we are so happy for them. And we cannot wait to see what's in their future. Thank you so much for listening today, everybody. Have a great day today. Bye-bye.